Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
The 46th annual Campbell County Children's Festival to take place at Camp Lex Central Pavilion with Into the Wild theme. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Taking place this Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., the Campbell County Children's Festival returns to the Camp Lex Central Pavilion. Admission is free for newborns through 8 years old, provided they are accompanied by adults. Themed Into the Wild this year, the festival boasts attractions such as an ambulance, sheriff's office vehicles, a photo booth, and over 25 interactive booths designed for children's enjoyment. Parents or guardians can also explore these booths to learn about various services available in Campbell County. This year's festival marks the 46th year that the festival is taking place at the Camplex. Any donations given goes to festival expenses, which is planned by volunteers and community members. Senate approves property tax exemption for seniors. Other legislative measures await decision. The Wyoming Senate witnessed 10 senators declaring conflicts of interest and abstaining from voting on House Bill 3, which proposed a 2-year property tax exemption for Wyoming homeowners age 65 and older with 25 or more years of residency. The Wyoming Tribune Eagle reported some senators, including Senator Dave Kinsky of Sheridan and Senator Larry Hicks of Baggs, humorously explained their potential eligibility for the program. Despite the light moment, Senator Charles Scott of Casper, among others, saw no conflict and voted for the bill. If passed into law, the exemption would follow a sequence of other bills impacting property tax regulations. The bill eventually passed 21-0, benefiting around 6,500 residents at an estimated cost of $4 million by 2025. Other related bills, such as House Bill 4 and House Bill 45, are still under consideration, addressing property tax refund programs and capping property taxes at 5% respectively. Additionally, House Bill 134, focused on property tax deferral amendments, failed in a 6-18 vote. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.